Justin Brayton, 10th in qualifying? No. Oh, what do you mean? What?
I forgot. You don't do video.
Oh, yeah. No, I just do audio. I'm not sophisticated. Right. 10th in qualifying, 10th in the main event. AP and Webb right ahead of you. They got a little bit. You reeled them back in, and you got 10th. It was one of those nights, but I thought it was pretty good. Like, I think you should be okay with it.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. I didn't crash, and a whole shot of the heat, which was good, and nice to lead a lap or two.
I forgot about that. How about that?
Yeah, nice to lead a lap or two and be at the front again. And biggest thing is just, honestly, I didn't crash and just put together a solid day. It was decent in qualifying, and honestly, I didn't ride that great in the main. But, yeah, Webb and AP were kind of right there, and then Kenny was kind of coming a little bit at the end. So,
I was waiting for the I don't know, maybe you mistimed something and 94 gets you.
No, that's only a championship scenario. Yeah.
Is it one of those things that we talked to you in the fly show, and yeah, you had a couple of weeks of crashes. Is it one of those things where you're like, man, you know what, I could probably wick it up here and maybe get on AP's rear wheel, but you know what, like, I got to get a finish.
100%. And anything inside the top 10, I'm okay with. If I was like 11th or 12th, I probably would have sensed it a little bit, but... you're right. I would close in. I'd be right on AP's wheel, and then he would pull a few bike lengths, and then I'd get him, you know, back up again, and then he would pull again. So it was just kind of yo-yo, and honestly, it was just a whoops, right? Like, that's, I would pull up on him, and then one lap I'd get a bad drive, and then he started jumping. So I tried jumping, and newsflash, I don't jump whoops very well, those types of whoops. So I skimmed every lap except one, which they were really tough, but it was manageable.
I just talked to two 250 guys who are like, they got to do something about these things. Like, that's ridiculous. I think I know where you stand.
Yeah, and trust me, I'm a whoop guy. That was my advantage today. But it just, you can't race, and it's like...
Oh, so you're siding with these guys a little bit. I thought you would be like, nah, they're babies.
No, I honestly think there's a way to build them where good whoop guys still have an advantage. But guys can get through them. Like, I would come up on guys, and they would go left, right, center, and then you... You know, you can't really, like, pivot. And they're definitely – if there was five less, I think build them like that. But with that many, it's just – I don't know. It just makes kind of bad racing, and then you're kind of just survival mode.
I thought, other than that, looked like a fun track, that left field, third baseline, over the table. I thought all of that looked really fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. I went back to doing that because the turn was perfect for most of the main. So, over – 3-2, and yeah, that was really fun. And then the first baseline where you 3-3-4 over table too, like, that was, it was, yeah, some really fun rhythms.
You know, I may have to give it to you, Brayton. You might have been right about Anaheim, because even today, the third one for the night show, the dirt was good again.
The dirt was good. The only section was kind of crossing the start, and they turned right, and that little straightaway. Everything else, man, the turns rutted up all day long, and the whoops were dry, though. That's kind of the only, you know, the main thing.
And, you know, you think about it, we don't never have as many ruts as we used to. Like, they figured out the, I don't think it's lime, because I think they're scared of lime now, but whatever they're doing back east, we don't have rut fest tracks anymore. When, you know, like, think of Georgia, think of Dallas, all, like, we're good.
And, you know, it's even a little bit more weird than that. Like, we'll have some ruts in the practices, but then for the mains, it's like everybody's like sliding, and like, it doesn't really form that great a rut. So I don't know if it's just water, and like, they can't have it that muddy for the heat races and stuff. So but man, talk about, I only did five of the first six, but five tough tracks. Yeah. Really tough tracks.
Yeah, absolutely. Led the heat. Wygants was ridiculous. He's very happy. I turned off my text notifications while you were leading.
Pretty excited about next weekend, huh? Phil, and yeah. I mean, it's game on.
I'm Team Lopes, you know, and we got that. We got a guy losing a pony on Friday night. I mean, it's a big weekend.
Weege going to Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back then, yeah. Three hours from home, it's game on. Probably podium next week.
You're going to turn it up.
Yeah, time to go. All right.
Thanks, JB.
Thank you.